Happy Valentine's Ash Wednesday. It's a night we celebrate love, but tonight we really celebrate the love God has for us. And that is the heart of all love in this world. This love is the deepest, strongest, most faithful love the world has ever known. And on Ash Wednesday, God calls our hearts home to his loving heart, our first and last home. In the Bible, on a text we often hear on Ash Wednesday, it says, "Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Tear your hearts and not your clothing." God summons us back to him, even in our worst moments, those times of weeping and mourning. God calls us back with broken hearts to receive God's grace and mercy. God wants us to return our broken hearts to his care. Of course, we'd prefer it if our hearts never got broken. We prefer to live in a world where children didn't get shot in their own schools again. Where people didn't get sick or hurt at all. But we live in a world of sadness, of sin and trouble. And that is why we stand with one foot in this world and one foot in God's world. In our times of trouble, God offers us deliverance in ways we don't always understand. The disciples certainly didn't understand what Jesus was up to. When he said he would have to suffer and die, Peter just couldn't believe it. He didn't want that to happen to his Lord. How could that happen to his Lord? But Jesus told him quite sternly that the ways of the world are not God's ways. That losing yourself in the ways of life on earth only leads to death. That leaving behind the things of the world is the way that we find life. Just like we heard Jesus tell us again tonight, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Earthly treasure looks very different than heavenly treasure. And the heart of God is not the same as the heart of humanity. God's heart is wider and stronger and bigger than we can even begin to wrap our minds around. On earth, treasures and tokens that are broken are bad. We try to fix them, to mend them, or return them to the store we got them from. Will the store take it back? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Certainly not if it's something we've used for many years. But God always takes back broken things. God takes our broken hearts, our broken relationships, our broken lives back whenever we bring them back to God. And God gives us new, clean, and healed lives and hearts. But there can be beauty in brokenness, too, because we can finally admit that we are not our own saviors, that we are not God. Glennon Doyle Melton, one of my favorite authors, says, "Pretending to be perfect at church is like getting dressed up for an X-ray." We're all broken. We're all cracked. As Leonard Cohen said, that's how the light gets in. And I think the same is true with God. Tonight is the night we're most honest about our own brokenness, isn't it? At least the most honest we get in public or here at church. Tonight, we can all breathe a sigh of relief and drop our masks of perfection and strength and okayness. Because we aren't. We're not always okay, and we're not always strong, and we're definitely not perfect. We can come with our deepest sins to Jesus, who's ready and waiting for us to return our hearts to the one who formed them from dirt, from flesh, from bone. We can bring our broken down hearts to God to be healed. Each year, we begin Lent by remembering our brokenness on Ash Wednesday. The sign of the cross smudged on our forehead is deep with meaning. The ashes are there as a symbol of our brokenness. We're broken from things that we've done, but also things that have been done to us. They're a symbol of our future brokenness as we return to the dust of the earth. They're a symbol of repentance for the things we do that keep us from God, the ways that we follow the world rather than God. The ashes are mixed with oil, which was used in the Bible to anoint people as rulers and leaders. We're anointed with that oil tonight too, just like we were when we were baptized. The oil means we're set apart. We are God's special and holy people. Tonight we all wear that sign of the cross on our heads. Just as when we were baptized, the pastor traced the sign of the cross on our foreheads with oil. A lot has changed in our lives since that day we were baptized. But what never changes is that the one who made us out of dust holds us in his hands from the time we take our first breath to the time we take our last. From the time our hearts are formed, filled with love, and broken. No matter what breaks our hearts, God gives us new life whenever we give our hearts back to him. Where our hearts are broken and torn, God heals them through God's endless love. God can see our hearts, and that is what God is concerned with. God doesn't want us to put on a show. God knows when we're broken, and God wants us to come back to him. God knows that our hearts break, just like our earthly treasures. That's why God warns us not to put too much faith in them. God knows that we, like many before us, will return to dust. But God calls us tonight to return our hearts, broken as they may be, to God's care before they stop beating. So having confessed our sins and remembered that God holds us from the dust of creation to the dust of death, we prepare ourselves for the meal of Thanksgiving, the Eucharist. And so tonight, as you hold that bread in your hands, give thanks to God for that peace of forgiveness. As you drink that cup, thank God for the new life it brings you. Because of God's gift, we don't have to live with our hearts completely broken. In his meal, our hearts are healed, even if it's only for a little bit. We are made a little more whole than we were before. So tonight, as you leave this room, go quietly. Return your broken hearts and lives to God in this season of Lent. Wipe the messy ashes off your forehead when you get home, but don't wipe them off your heart. Wait for and receive God's abundant grace and steadfast love in your life. And thank God that out of broken hearts and dust and death comes healing and new life. Amen.